You all know I don't really buy any of this great Rabbi Reisman saving the world stuff. I do appreciate the Olam that's here, because at the end of the day, what Rabbanus I have is here, and the people who have trained me into this job are here. As to the question of why have Rabbi Friend speak when you can have Rabbi Reisman speak, I, for one, prefer Rabbi Friend. I might add that my wife feels the same way. The idea of Parsumei Nisa, I saw this summer in a sefer in or Sameach, I don't recall the name of the sefer, that the difference between a Nes and Niflois, Nisim and Niflois, Niflois are incredible things that happen. Something happens incredibly, and then you pass it and you go on with life. What gets the status of Nes is something that has a lasting impression, that leaves a lasting impression on people. Many miracles have taken place to the Jewish people that are not commemorated by holidays. The miracle of Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel was a far greater miracle than oil burning for 8 days. A fire came down from heaven. It's a far greater miracle. The miracle of Chinina ben Daisa taking chaimitz and having it burn, is a greater miracle than 8 days of a ner. But the word neis, a neis is a banner, is a flag. Hashem nisi. There are times that things happen and they leave an impression. They happen at the right time, under the right circumstances, in the right place, in front of the right people, and it leaves a lasting impression. And that counts. Parsumei Nisa, we are mefarsim Klal Yisrael's response to what took place on Chanukah. Anisecha shebechol yom imanu v'anifloisecha v'toyvisecha. Niflois v'toyvis are that. We thank Hashem for things that took place. Anisecha shebechol yom imanu are the things that happen out of the ordinary. They make a roshim. They leave an impression upon us. And they change. They change our lives moving forward. And everybody has a few such moments in his life if he's bright enough and astute enough to pick up upon it. When I was walking to shul with Rabbi Friend late last night, Rabbi Friend asked, "How many years are you in the shul?" So I said, "Almost 30. I don't know if he said, "Wow," or "Really," but I realized that really my whole public life has been born and bred here in this Beis Medrash, in the shul, first in our previous building, and now here. And if Hashem nisi, if there are things that are moments in life that leave an impression, in my life, really, the fact that I had the opportunity to connect with this olam, many of you 30 years ago, some of you 20 years ago, I think pretty much, if you remember me when my beard was black, I remember you when you looked the same way, and Baruch Hashem, we've had things we've accomplished over the years, some disappointments and some joys, and I suppose tonight, it's appropriate for me to tell you what's on my mind, and that is first and foremost, and whatever else I do, successfully and not successfully, whatever the opinion may be, and my friends who are in the room here tonight are really the source of whatever it is that Avi was talking about, in whatever small way it may be true. And for that, I'd like to thank everyone. And I'd like to urge you to renew, to have Hischachus. Every year Chanukah comes, we start again. Parsumei Nisa, we hang up the banner. And the renewal, really, in our efforts to become better people in all of the things that we do. That's what the shul is about, that's what the Beis Medrash is about. There's really nothing else except trying to become better people more connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, more spiritual, to be zeichet, to take neflois and turn them into nisim, to turn them into things that make a lasting impression. It's a connection with that that we asked Rabbi Fran to come here this evening. Rabbi Fran has made impression on many, over great distances. There are really extraordinary moments in Talmud Chacham, who has spoken many times, but extraordinary moments where the impression is a lasting impression. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to be impressed in a way that leaves a reishim on the person. And so, I am foregoing my own thank yous to the individuals because of the fear I'd leave somebody out. I really shouldn't leave out thanking Avi for setting up this whole Shabbos. And certainly thanking Meir for his extraordinary devotion, and the people don't know how many hours he puts in. Pinchas Mensch has very quietly, behind the scenes, undertaken a lot of what has to do with the Navi Shir CDs and whatever other products have come forth. And the reason I'm not mentioning any of these people is I'm going to leave other people out. And Jay doesn't do anything. He always tells me he does nothing. So anyway, I thank all of you who are part of the spirit of the shul, the kayach of the shul, the preparing of the coffee in the morning for the shul, and all the other things that are meaningful. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the schus to continue to move forward. I figure if I just turned 60 and 30 years have passed, probably by age 90 you'll want to retire me. So I'm at least halfway through my tenure here. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant that we have the gesund and the years to keep on growing, and B, the seichel, the wisdom. When you get older, you're supposed to get smarter. We should get smarter, and we should use it to build forward and to really make this building a place that is our source of a makim in the nitzchias of Olam Haba, the nitzchias of a Yom Shekulei Shabbos, and that's the goal. We restate the goal here at the Malava Malka, as we do all the time. Each individual, I hope, you can take something and just make it better, make it more, and make it more meaningful. And with that, it's my kavod to ask Rabbi Yisachar Fran to please address us.